8:41 on the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition. Well, we've been talking a lot of NBL. Of course, last night, Illawarra, too good for the Cairns Taipans up there at the Cairns Pop-Up Stadium. And that era of Brian Gorgian gets underway. Well, the Kings, they are fifth on the ladder. They did lose to Cairns last Saturday, 87-86, but looking to bounce back. And joining us is Angus Glover. Morning, Angus.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, how is it in the hub up there in the north of Queensland? A lot of rain around. Are you allowed to get out and about in terms of, you know, outside the complex and training outside and going for jogs and walks, or is it you confined to certain areas?
It's kind of a bit of both. About 3 days out from the game, we're in a pretty hard kind of lockdown. Pretty much only allowed to travel to and from weights and team trainings and stuff like that. And then outside of that, we have a little bit of rain, but not too much. So it's pretty much a lot of staying inside the hotel and the training courts. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's a bit limited sometimes, isn't it? How have you enjoyed your signing with the Kings?
Loving it. Obviously, a different experience coming from last year and really enjoying it. And I feel like I've had a really good pre-season with them. And like you said earlier, we're looking to bounce back on Saturday, playing against the same team. So, really enjoying it, and it's a completely different experience to last year for me.
Is that difficult, playing, you know, the same team again? I mean, do you find that because you have been beaten by them, you know, when it comes to going through the videos and learning new tricks of the trade from a squad point of view, that it becomes a bit more, not tireless, but difficult? Because when you're playing a new team, you can obviously, you know, learn from a mistake here and there and put it to practice against a new defensive structure, etc.
It can be difficult, but I think a lot of times you're going to see a lot of times this year teams play each other back-to-back, or at least 1 week apart, whether they're playing two games that weekend or one game. So I feel like it's because they're all quick turnarounds, it's pretty much whoever does the best like review and who makes the best adjustments and things like that. So obviously it's very important to see what we did right, see what we did wrong and things like that, and make adjustments and come out and try and obviously get that game back on Saturday.
Now, you made your Boomers debut last year in the Asian Cup qualifiers. You obviously at the Kings. Did you have any crossover with Andrew Bogut when you were there or while he was there, still playing?
I've spoken to him once or twice in terms of when he played last year when I was at the Hawks. But other than that, he was involved with the Boomers, that Boomers team. And obviously he's still involved a bit with us and stuff like that, but nothing really.
Nothing been, close contact. Does he still sort of walk on the court every now and then and show you how to do it?
No, I haven't seen him at training yet, but that'll be cool. Him come to training one day and just lace up the boots one more time will be pretty fun.
What about Tokyo, Angus? Looking ahead, preparation for that. It's all sort of a little bit in disarray still, but your thoughts must be, you know, looking forward to Olympic Games.
Definitely. I mean, at the end of the day, I know that I'm obviously need to do a lot of work to just even make the squad. But at the end of the day, I'm not really worried about that. I just want to really worry about, obviously, this year with Sydney. And my time will come with the Boomers eventually. I know I'm quite young. So at the end of the day, I know I've got to keep putting the work in. And hopefully one day I can obviously put the Boomers uniform on at an Olympic Games or a World Championships. So whether that happens next year or down the line, I'm not really too fussed because... at the end of the day, I know if I keep putting the work in, it will happen.
Wonderful you could join us this morning. We know with the time difference, it's early up there in the north. Good luck against Cairns when you play them again, and good luck with the hub, and we'll see you back in Sydney shortly.
No worries. Thank you. And just a quick shout to all the Sydney fans. I know you're missing us not playing any home games right now, but stick with us. We'll be able to be there soon. So, just keep supporting, and we'll get down there soon.